now. Members of the RMT, that's the Rail, Maritime and Transport Union, have walked out once again. This is all over the ongoing battles over the role of train guards. Well, let's talk to Bruce Williamson. He's from the campaign group at Rail Future. Good morning to you.
Morning, Julia.
Good morning. These battles, and it's happened with Southern Rail, Northern Rail, loads of different rail services, these battles over these new trains and this idea that you don't have to have anyone on the train as a guard to open and close the doors, and that the train driver can do that, and these issues over, it's not really just about the job losses, is it? It's also about the RMT and other unions claim it's about safety for passengers. These battles have been going on for, I think, 2 or 3 years now, haven't they?
Well, indeed, it's like deja vu all over again. I'm sure we've had exactly the same conversation yes. before, haven't we? It feels like more than a year ago. So, you're absolutely right. And what can I say? Well, you know, this is a dispute which has been dragged on for years. And here's the weird thing. On other franchises, on other railways in this country, this has been resolved. So I can't understand why they can't get their heads together and resolve it on Southwestern Railway.
Well, we've had reports of Health and Safety Executive that there's nothing unsafe about this, but on the railway lines it's been on, and we know this happens in many other countries. But there is some concern about sort of the length of some railway station platforms, and that actually a train driver at the front of the train on a train platform that's either very long or one that has a very slight bend, actually might not be able to see a passenger who's struggling getting on or off the train when they close the train doors. I mean, there are some legitimate concerns, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think, you know, safety is a top concern. And from a passenger's point of view, I think passengers really like the idea that there is this presence on board, you know, a guard or an equivalent person who can deal with emergencies. There's a legitimate question about the curved platforms, as you say, and that can be resolved with CCTV if it's very carefully set up. But I suppose CCTV can occasionally go wrong, and it's what it is. It's those very occasional problems that lead to safety concerns. You know, 99.99% of the time, it'll be absolutely fine. But it's the what ifs sort of scenarios that lead to questions about the roles of the guards.
Any likelihood that this is going to actually end up being resolved, or are these things always resolved eventually by just giving the train drivers more money?
Well, I think in this case it won't resolve it. It's not about money. It's about job security, I think, and safety. You know, and I think that the RMT see this. It's very difficult to drill down into the exact detail, but they see this as the thin end of the wedge, I think.
Yes.
They'll lose their jobs.
Which is probably where we are going with driverless trains, driverless cars, driverless everything. Driverless radio shows, who knows, one day, if you're lucky. Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future. Let's bring in briefly...